It's the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air, brought to you by Dr. Randy Walker, Simple Simons, Ayers Cleaners, and Leopard Care Clinic, your weekly local sports podcast. And now, here's your hosts, Greg Revels and Tony Stowers.
And we're back with Season 2, Episode 4 of the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air. Scrimmage game's over. It's football this week, Tony.
Absolutely, and it's a day we look forward to. It's almost a national holiday when you get back to high school, college, and then eventually professional football. I think I'm ready.
You know, here in Arkansas, we don't go by the weather to determine when fall starts. Fall starts when football starts. Then fall is here.
Absolutely.
First week of the season for a lot of teams. A couple of our teams have the weeks off, and they'll start next week. Before we start talking about anybody, we want to just recognize all our sponsors real quickly, and then we'll talk about some more of them later on. We are especially appreciative of Walker Enterprises, our title sponsor. You've got the Walker Family Clinic. You've got Leopard Care. You've got Walker Pediatric. You've got Simple Simons. You've got the Dirks Clinic. You've got Ayers Cleaners. You've got Cutting Room. And I don't know what else they do, but they do it all. And we appreciate them sponsoring us so much. Also, you've got the DeQueen Animal Hospital and Ashdown Vet. We appreciate their sponsorship. UA Cossetot, a new sponsor for us, Tony. And we appreciate them becoming a sponsor on the podcast. And we'll end up talking about Colt Athletics too as we move through the season, and they now have a fall soccer league. They've got basketball that's going to go through what we call the normal basketball.
Very competitive at basketball.
Yeah, they have, and then also shooting sports, which they're really, really good at. And so we're going to be talking about all that as we talk about UA Cossetot. You've got the Woods Agency Shelter Insurance in DeQueen. You've got Horatio State Bank, Union Bank of MENA, Domtar, a new sponsor. We appreciate them. Todd Moore Shelter Insurance and Dirks, another new sponsor. Appreciate them so much. Toe Thumper Lures, DeQueen Motorsports, another new sponsor, and we appreciate them. They're going to be sponsoring the area game of the week.
Yep.
And then another new sponsor, Tony, Attarose Designs. And what they're going to be doing, I think the kids are really going to like this. We're going to be giving out T-shirts, and they're going to be sponsoring that each week. So we'll have T-shirts for the area player of the week each week. But as we start out, Tony, this week, we can let's just kind of go over the schedule for each team real quickly. I mean, if you look at The Dirks Outlaws, they're going to play the Falk Panthers. The MENA Bearcats are at DeQueen. The Foreman Gators are at Parker's Chapel. And then both Horatio and Ashdown are off this week after scrimmages. So they get an extra week of practice to refine their game after their scrimmage game.
Yeah, and Coach Dakota Barrett and his junior Eagles are going to Mount Ida to start their second season as a football program, which is really cool.
Yeah, thank you for reminding me of that. I appreciate that so much. But to start off, Tony, let's talk a little bit about the Ashdown Panthers and what they did in their scrimmage game.
Well, I'll tell you, Ashdown, first thing Jim says about the scrimmage, and we couldn't hook up with Jim this morning. Our time's just – that's the way it is when you're dealing in ministry and all that stuff. It just it doesn't work out sometimes. But Jim says that Texarkana's pretty good.
Yeah.
And I told him, I said, I was afraid that you were going to bring us that kind of news.
We didn't want to hear that, did
we? No. But he thought their defensive backs played well. He thought they competed hard. And Hayden Ziegler, of course, played well. I would not have had to talk to Jim to know that that was the case. But he says Arkansas High is highly talented.
Yeah. So what that tells me is that Ashdown had a tough time with Arkansas High in the scrimmage.
Yeah.
And you know, Ashdown with a new coach this year, probably changing in offense, and just going to take them a little while to get used to it. So I'm sure that had something to do with it also.
Well, and you know, the thing is, and we'll have Coach Bell on later talk about this. I heard him talking to the boys after the ball game the other night, saying, you know, we prepared for these teams for like 30 minutes. For 2 weeks, we've been preparing for MENA. And I'm sure it's the same with Ashdown. They've not been preparing for Arkansas High. They've been preparing for Little Rock Mills, who they'll get next week.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's a good point. The preparation hadn't been done for those teams. All you're trying to do is see where you are, hit somebody else.
That's right.
Get a little the pregame jitters out of the way.
Yeah, hit somebody else. Yep. Hit somebody with a different color jersey on.
That's right. Yep. So we're going to have Coach Ed Baker on the line in just a minute, and we're going to talk about Foreman.
But first, we do need to talk about DeQueen Animal Hospital and Ashdown Vet Clinic. DeQueen Animal Hospital over at 1690 Highway 70 West right here in DeQueen. Give them a call, 870-642-8387.
That's Vets.
That is Vets, Greg. And yeah, you just give that number a call and you can schedule your appointment today. 5-star reviews across 200, almost 300 reviews that they have. So obviously, man, you got to choose the right place to take your pets to. You got to feel safe leaving them with them. And clearly, everyone here in Sevier County does. Yeah.
They do it all from large to small.
Absolutely.
Large. They'll take the biggest bull.
Yeah. All the way down to the smallest roach.
That's right.
And he'll do what he can to save that roach.
That's right.
That's right. Dr. Martin is absolutely fantastic, and it makes you feel comfortable, makes you feel like everything he's doing, you know, makes sense. He'll answer any questions and even make the ease of, you know, the hardest times a little bit better, you know, knowing this kind of, you know, he's just a great guy.
Yeah, they and their whole staff.
Yeah.
They're all great. When you have issues, you know, these animals become our family, and as such, we want them taken care of. And DeQueen Animal Hospital and Ashdown Veterinary Clinic both do excellent jobs of making us feel like we're family.
Absolutely. Ashdown Vet Clinic at 139 Southern Drive in Ashdown. Their number is 870-898-5181. And yeah, you just give them a call. Schedule your appointment today. Again, 5 stars is their rating. You can check them out on Facebook as well. Ashdown, DeQueen Animal Hospital / Ashdown Veterinary Clinic. And there's no other place to take your pets. You know, it's just the best, and they got Southwest Arkansas covered. They've also been a sponsor from the very inception of this podcast, so we really, really appreciate them.
That's right. We do appreciate them. Now we got Coach Ed Baker. Coach Baker, good to be with you today. I know you had a scrimmage last week. I'd love to hear what you came up with there.
Well, we were fortunate enough to go to play on the Henderson State field.
That's cool.
We were there with Magna Cove and Smackover and a conference opponent, Spring Hill. It was a good night. We just found a lot of stuff we need to work on. So we got a long ways to go, but it was good for us to put the pads on and go against some other people.
Well, that's what those scrimmage games are all about, learning where you're at and what you need to do and getting to hit somebody else.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I think the kids enjoyed that part of it. You know, like I say, you got to see some good competition. I think all those programs are real well coached. So, and like I said, we got a glimpse of a conference opponent. So it was a good night.
Well, I got to ask you one question. How'd DJ do?
He did all right. He did well defensively. Now, that sucker can tackle. We we started him off in the secondary, and we went to a team camp this summer and didn't have very many kids. And we wound up putting him at linebacker. And, man, he's going to be a really good linebacker for us.
Yeah, well, I think he's going to be good wherever he plays. He's just an athlete. So.
He is. I think you could put him anywhere, and yeah. I think you could put him at left guard, and he'd give you all he got.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's a hardworking young man.
Yeah. So this Friday night, you're headed to Parker's Chapel. Looks like they're pick number 7 in 7-3A. You know, they're got a quarterback that had 2,500 offensive yards last year, and then a linebacker that moved in from Monroe. And Hootens describes them as inexperienced. What do you think?
Well, I don't know that they're experienced. I'm not that familiar with them, other than I know they're coming up from 8-man. And they looking at film, they're going to be hard to deal with. They've got, as you mentioned, they got a really good quarterback. The running back looks really good, and they've got a couple of receivers too that are dangerous. So we're going to have our hands full. Like I said, they're strong in several different skill spots. So it's not like you can, well, we'll shut this down and then they can't beat us with that. They've got some good skill players at all positions.
Well, it sounds like that coming up from 8-man, catching them at the first of the year as they start 11-man again, it's probably a good thing for you.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. It's probably better than playing them later, but, you know, they've done stuff in the summer and had a spring and, like I said, with team camps and 7-on-7 and that stuff. So, and probably some of those kids played back when they were 11-man. So it's probably not going to be as big a transition for some programs that have been nothing but 8-man or just starting out in 11-man. So, like I said, I know they'll be well prepared and we'll have our hands full.
Coach, do you know if how successful they were at 8-man football? Were they a pretty good 8-man program or?
I really didn't follow it, you know, being out of state, number right. one, and then two, not really following the 8-man. I'm not real sure. I want to say that they were successful, but I'm not sure, like, overall record or anything like right. that. Obviously, if that young man has 2,500 yards, they've got some explosive athletes.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, the move-in from the Monroe, Louisiana, Donovan Livingston, we just don't get that around here. We don't have the move-in come in from Shreveport or something like that. That's not a Southwest Arkansas thing.
No, and that Monroe area, you know, that's football area. So yeah. I'm sure, you know, he's going to be a load to deal with as well.
Well, you got a long road trip. Take you about 2 days to get there, Coach. But that's one of the joys of getting to live in Southwest Arkansas. You get those long road trips. It takes you half a day. Kids get out of school for a couple of days and everything. So that, it's not quite that far, but it's a long ways.
Yeah, ours would be chomping at the bit to get out a couple of days.
Yeah.
it's just how you handle it. So I think our kids will handle it well. Obviously, we'll see Friday night, you know. It's going to be good for us because we've got a couple other, like, long trips as well. We got to go to Junction City, which is, you know, go away. And we've got a couple other long trips as well. So it'll be good preparation for us for sure.
Yeah, that's right. Well, we look forward to seeing the results Friday night, and we look forward to talking to you next week. Anything you want to add before we let you go?
Oh, no, we're just, excited that you guys take the time to talk to us and let us talk about our kids and program. And we're excited to get the season going.
Us too,
Coach,
man.
We appreciate you
so much. We'll be talking to you next week. Thank you.
All righty, y'all have a great week.
You too. And we're here with Coach Richard Bell to talk about the Leopard football game this week, playing the Mena Bearcats. They're coming to town. Been playing since 1912, I believe.
I think before then, at least 1912.
Yeah. I know that. So been playing for a long time. Leopards lead the series, but last few games have went the Bearcats' way. A couple of years ago, the last home game here, just a really close game, ended up with them kicking a field goal with no time remaining after we really thought we had that game won, Coach.
Yeah, that was definitely a heartbreaker. We knew that they had a kicker from watching it on film. We knew that they had him. We didn't know they had him from 40 yards.
Yeah.
But again, yeah, that was one of the games I thought we played really good. For us to be successful against Mena, it's got to be one of those games where we don't have the penalties or the turnovers. And that was one of those games. So we were right there in the mix with them and just came down to a kid and a ball, and he made it.
Well, talking about penalties and turnovers, let's talk about the scrimmage just a little bit. I as we watched y'all with Waldron and with Murfreesboro, I mean, some of the things we saw there were we did turn the ball over. We fumbled four times and had one interception.
We did. So we I thought we had four turnovers. I don't remember the interception.
We didn't throw a pick.
Okay, I don't know.
Oh, I'm sorry. All right. Thought we did.
We intercepted a ball.
You're right.
We had an interception, so a little bit of credit.
Sorry about that.
Hey. 4-1, we still lost it. So we lost a turnover.
Okay.
Yeah, so we had a sophomore, Drayden Bennett, in the and the team part where we're just driving on them. He fumbled. And then, again, our quarterback that we always lean on, he had one mistake, and that one mistake turned into a big one, fumbled and scoop and score, which you never want to see happen. And then we had, I think it was the other fumble was on a pitch. So it was in transition. Other than that, those plays that we fumbled, we didn't stop. They never stopped us. We stopped ourselves on fumbles, so we got to secure that ball. And those are one of the things that we've done in practice. We haven't really been dropping pitches or fumbling, but it's different live contact in practice than live contact in a game. Coach Binkley does the drill, where we try to strip the ball from the running back, going through drills and hitting them with pads and all that stuff. But it's really hard to simulate a game type action. So that scrimmage game is one of those things. Hey, boys, you think you're holding on the ball, but you're not. This is how you got to do it, because you learn from that game that your grip is not where it needs to be. Two hands on the ball in contact, and let's roll.
Yep. Well, so other than that, I know you weren't happy with the turnovers, but other than that, what did you think you got out of the scrimmage, and how did you think it came out?
Yeah, so as far as Walden and the Rattlers, we didn't really prepare for our scrimmage game. My focus has been on Mina. The last 45 minutes of our last day of practice, I lined him up in what Murfreesboro's going to do and what Walden's going to do, gave him a quick tutorial on how we're going to defend it, and the very first play – in live action, I told them if they line up in trips, they're going to try to run the linebacker off and run a mesh route across the middle. Martin, don't bite. Lance, don't bite. Okay, sure enough, they ran it the very first play, and Martin picked it. So that makes you feel good as a coach, so they're listening to you. Our defense only gave up one touchdown other than the scoop and score that night, so I was really pleased with them. I thought our offense, when we weren't turning the ball over, moved it well. Again, we were very, very vanilla. We didn't show anything that we're going to run against Mina. We've been putting in a lot of work in different formations and different things that we're going to do. We ran one formation the other night, and that was design. Mm-hmm. I didn't run anything on defense other than my base, and I was pleased with the kids' effort. One thing I was really happy for, last year we were cramping up in the scrimmage game because it's always hot in August and you get guys cramping up. I saw the other side, the visiting team, they were cramping up on the sideline. Our guys didn't cramp. I'm not going to say they didn't take plays off because all kids always do, but what we got out of that scrimmage is one thing is the running backs secure the ball. Our defense, the things that I liked was our D-line is very, very good play. I ran just a few stunts to see how they would look, and we sacked the quarterback twice. My secondary, which has kind of been in the past, we're vulnerable on the pass. We got to pick, so those kind of things. So the negative thing that we can fix is the turnovers, which is doable. That's all in the boys holding the ball. So all in all, I think out of the scrimmage, I was satisfied with it.
Well, Coach, I look back at the last two Mina games and even the game where it got out of hand up there. We didn't have any trouble moving the football.
No.
We had 19 first downs in that game 2 years ago. We out first downed them like 19 to 12. And you're exactly right. Turnovers have been the difference in both games.
Well, and the thing with our first downs, they come in the middle of the field. We'll move the ball, and then when we get inside the 30 or inside the 20, we get a penalty or we fumble or something like that. So what we got to do is we got to learn confidence to win a ball game. We got to know that you can do it. I got on them yesterday, practice like you play. I was like, right now you don't have that dog in you to win a game just because you had never been there. So at the end, when it's tight, it does. You got to focus more.
Right.
You got to tighten up. You got to dig down deep that you may not know that you have. You got to find that other gear because you're tired and they're tired. The one that wants it the most and the one that is more mentally focused and doesn't mess up, doesn't have a penalty, is going to win that ball game when they're tight ball games like that. And again, we're 19-7 at halftime. Come out, got the kickoff. They fumbled. We recovered. I was like, here we go. Next play, boom, pick. I was like, gah. So it's just one of those things. They're right there. And I think if we take care of the turnovers and we take care of the penalties and we can have a good mental game, I think we have a great chance of winning it.
Well, Coach, let's talk a little bit about the Bearcats. Is their quarterback settled? Because it was unsettled 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Right. So they did in the scrimmage. It's hard to tell. They had two or three guys running at quarterback. I highly expect them to play Michael at quarterback, which is their running back from last year. So They return, I think, 18 starters, most of that offensive line, the entire backfield, if they put the quarterback who was the running back last year. Then they got Brody running the ball at 24. He's a stud on both sides of the ball.
Yeah.
So me and the Bearcats are bringing back a lot of starters. I know they lost a very, very good quarterback that to throw down the field, but what they gained was a quarterback that can run power option, read what he wants to do. He can keep it. If he doesn't see anybody open down the field, he can just tuck it. You know what I mean? So they're going to be tough.
And that's what I thought. With a new quarterback, they're probably going to be a little more tend to run.
Right, right.
More than they did in the past. Because last year, you know, he looked to throw the ball a lot.
Right. So if you look back at last year's film, a couple of big plays that they had on us were, you know, seams down the field. We just got flat out ran, you know. And then later in the game, when they had the lead, they ground and pound with 30-buck trap right up the middle, 3 or 4 yards at a time. They didn't have to throw it, so that's kind of grinded and kept the clock. I think if we can keep them running the ball and punting it and not getting big plays, our defense, who is, you know, ground and pound just like theirs is, I mean, our offense, I think it's going to be a very tight ball game, and he who blinks first will win it or
well,
lose it.
And some good news for us, a couple of the kids that you're talking about are seniors, Brody Peters, who we seem to have to put up with in every sport we play, Mina.
Right, right.
He's a senior. Jahir Hernandez does not get enough credit to me for the athlete he is. Excellent kicker, had 84 tackles last year at safety, had 5 picks last year. And he's a senior as well. We'll probably go up and make sure he graduates.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we also are graduating a lot of good seniors this year. So us and Mina, again, you know, our starting backfield, you know, with Cotto and with Binkley, and then our old line, you know, a lot of our guys, Lance Wise and those guys are seniors, you know. So a lot of our really good players are also seniors. So when I say if we both play perfect ball games, it's going to be the first person that blinks, I think.
Going to be a lot of seniors on the field Friday night playing their last first game.
There is. And that's always, you know, I kind of think about back in my time when I played, what I thought about, things that I would – relay to kids that I may not have thought about. I didn't really have a coach that – we had a good coach, don't get me wrong, but I didn't have a coach that brought up, hey, Bell, this is probably one of your last times that you could ever touch this field. You're never going to play Mina again. You're never going to play Nashville again. You're never going to play this team again. So that's one of the things that I'm going to try to relay to this kid. You're not guaranteed tomorrow, so by God, do it today.
Yeah, well, that sounds great, man. Anything else you want to add before we let you go? I know you're a busy man this week.
Oh, man, all I can say is y'all come out and support these kids. And as always, man, go Leopards.
Yo, Leopards, also want to say this is the DeQueen Motorsports Area Game of the Week.
All right.
Mina Bearcats and the DeQueen Leopards meeting for the 433rd time.
And we appreciate DeQueen Motorsports. We appreciate DeQueen Motorsports so much for sponsoring the Area Game of the Week.
Yes.
And so we're looking forward to the game, and we look forward to talking to you Friday night and also next week, Coach. Thank you.
Thank y'all very much.
Take care.
All right. A big thanks to Coach Bell for coming in again to talk more about the Leopards. But let's talk about UA Cossetot for a second, man. Their athletics department's going to be kicking off right away. Or not right away, but they're in full effect.
Already playing some soccer, man.
Absolutely. Over at Samaritan Fields, right?
That's right.
Very cool. And basketball, don't forget about that. That'll be coming up under the guide of Coach Stan Asumnu. UA Cossetot is a Division II National Junior College Athletic Association member. And the Colts play always in that restored historic 1950s UA Cossetot Bank of Locksburg Gymnasium over in Locksburg. You've been there.
That's a great place. I played there.
Absolutely.
It wasn't restored when I played.
It was a little, the court was lumpy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Plus all the other stuff that's offered over at UA Cossetot. Some programs of study include teaching arts, general studies, criminal justice, ag business, ag education and ag science, applied science, natural resources, and auto and diesel service technicians. That's a great certification to get.
Yeah, and you know, a couple other things. They've had an aerial lineman program that was free.
Yes.
And still is.
Yeah.
And they're also starting a new program there over at Locksburg. In addition to the industrial maintenance program they have over there, they're also starting a fiber optic engineering program.
Yeah.
Where you actually can not only splice it, but you figure out where it goes.
That's right.
You know, and it's way over my head.
Yeah, it's a little over mine, too.
Yeah, so that's all I got. But, I mean, they're always starting new programs and doing things that are going to be beneficial to the businesses and industries in Southwest Arkansas.
Yeah, man, 100% job placement. They're literally waiting at the bottom of the pole for you to slide down, and you got a job. So that's obviously, you know, fantastic. Adult education, GED prep, and more. They're always committed to helping communities grow. Things happen. It's easy. GED prep, they do it all with their adult education and their high school programs. Let's not forget that. UA Costa offers college-level courses that high school students can take even before graduating with their high school diploma. We know two different recent high school graduates who graduated high school with an associate's already with UA Costa.
Puts you ahead.
Yeah, it puts you way ahead.
You know, and if your plan is to go to Fayetteville, you can take classes here. You transfer up there. You get the same rate per hour as you get here.
That's awesome. That's so cool, man. State scholarships and grants for study out the wazoo. Everything is available on their website, www.cccua.edu. You can do literally everything you need for enrollment or anything on that website. It's very cool. The man has showed me that before, Dr. Steve Cole, before.
That's right.
That website is top-notch. So between employer resources, facility rentals, state scholarships, programs of study, and their athletics department, UA Cossetot is a premium choice for schooling in the area. Now, we have Paul David Willis on the line.
Coach, you had a scrimmage game last week. Tell us a little bit about what you learned about your team.
Well, yeah, we did. We went over to Mineral Springs on Tuesday and had a short scrimmage. We didn't, we didn't go a long time. It was just the two of us, and we're both kind of down on numbers, and so we didn't. It was hot. we didn't go long, but it was productive for us. We finally got a chance to go out there and hit somebody but ourselves, and that's always a good thing when you're low on numbers. You don't want to beat yourself up all the time, so you kind of limit what you do as far as contact. So we was able to get a little contact with somebody, so that was good. We learned some things. We did some good things, did some bad things, like everybody else in the scrimmage. I was kind of upset. We blew some assignments, and it just goes back to, not concentrating, not paying attention to what we were doing. So that's something that we definitely got to fix. I think we proved to the kids that offensively we're doing the right thing, and we're doing an offense that fits us. It's we just got to make sure that we have the discipline to take care of our assignments.
Well, and that's part of what a scrimmage is all about, getting some of the kinks out and getting ready to play a real game. Anybody stand out for you that you want to talk about for a minute? Or?
Well, we had a few. We've got three sophomore tackles that all three of those guys, they did a good job. I say three tackles. One of them was base playing center for us. Bailey and Green are playing tackle, and Ty Dorsey are playing center. And then they're all sophomores. And I kind of you always worry about a sophomore. So I was worried about those guys, but I thought those guys did a good job. Aiden Wilson is another young kid that we kind of threw in there, and he's played two or three different positions, and he did a good job. So we had quite a few kids did well. We had some older kids that we're kind of expecting some things out of that. We just gotta play with more discipline and more structure.
Well, and I'm sure every coach in America that had a scrimmage this last week would say that.
You're right. Hey, if there was a coach that came in there and said, "Oh, everything was 100% perfect," his kids would wonder why they're practicing. So,
right.
Well, you got to find something to gripe about so you can keep practicing.
You're right about that, and I know it was hot, Tony.
Mineral, I mean, they're one of the best teams on their level in the state last year, so. Definitely a good test for a scrimmage and a good team to go out and if you're going to hit somebody else, you might as well hit some of the best.
I agree, and that's kind of why we was excited about it. We didn't go out there and get stuffed every play, so we actually did some good things.
Well, that's good. And so I know y'all are open this weekend, so probably especially with the heat, may have taken a little time off before you get ready for the Queen Leopards next week.
Right. I'm kind of excited about playing open. I always playing open. So.
You won't lose, will you?
No, you got a pretty good record with them. It'll be good for us, and I'm really hoping. I wish I knew somebody could do a rain dance, but we need it to cool off a little bit.
Well, I tell you what, we need rain, and not just for football and for cooling off. We need it for everything around here. But hopefully this weekend we might get a little bit. We're looking forward to that anyway and the cooling off. It's just like I told somebody earlier, fall starts when football starts in Southwest Arkansas. We don't go by the weather.
Hey, well, Coach, we need to back the season up a couple weeks.
you may be right about that.
Coach, how do you handle an open week? Do you basically prepare for the Leopards for 2 weeks? Do you basically work on yourself a week and then the Leopards a week? How does that work for you?
Well, I'm going to be totally honest. I told the kids yesterday that we're not really worried about anybody right now that we're playing. We're trying to beat Horatio. You know, that's the thing we got to beat right now is we got to beat Horatio. We're not worried about anybody else. So we're working on ourselves.
That's a great philosophy to have. Because if you get better, that's what you want. That's what it's all about.
Well, and that's kind of what we're all about the whole year, anyway. Is we're definitely a building process. So we're just trying to get better every week.
Yes, sir. Well, anything else for this week, or do you covered?
Not unless there's somebody out there that knows rain dance. I don't really know
anything. Well, we got a guy over here, Jeff Tuttle, that can dance. Yeah, I don't know if he knows rain dances or not, but I tell you,
dance like nobody's business.
Somehow that I'm not surprised by that.
I tell you this, there may not be any rain coming down, but there'll probably be somebody pouring water on him if he's dancing. Yeah, so.
might be some tear shift.
That's true. That's true too.
Probably by me.
Yeah. Coach, I really, really appreciate you calling in and especially having to do it at a different time for us. We appreciate that, and we look forward to talking to you next week.
All right, appreciate y'all.
Have a good week. Bye-bye.
Paul David Willis, everybody, we appreciate him for calling into the show again, especially with the change in hours. We appreciate that, and everybody who's called into the show or came in. But now it's time to talk about Walker Family Clinic, man. They're their title sponsor. They've been there since the very beginning, and we just love talking about it, man. Dr. Randy Walker, Family Practice and Allergy Clinic in DeQueen, open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. That's 7-7-7, they've got you covered. And they've got more than just that. Walker Pediatrics in DeQueen, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. That is my pediatrician. And Nick Matthews, great guy. And my son really likes him, makes him feel comfortable. I do see Dr. Randy Walker Family Practice coming soon to Foreman, which is something really to look forward to. They do have the after-hours triage 7 days a week. Call 870-584-3000, option 6, after 7 p.m. Brad Patterson, man, it's a real person, and their after-hours services are great. And they also accept Arkansas and Oklahoma Medicaid.
That's great. And so if you want to go a little bit further, they've got a new x-ray machine out there that's going to make it less radiation, a better, more detailed picture, and an easier process for you. So they're continuing to work to make things better all the time.
That's right.
And they are a multi-specialty clinic.
Absolutely.
And don't forget about the after hours. And then if you want to move on to another area of the Walker Enterprises, we've got the Simple Simons.
Yes, Simple Simons.
My favorite part of the Walker Enterprises.
Me too.
Because it has to do with food.
Yeah.
And you can't get a better place to eat, but you can't get a better community partner, too.
That's right.
I mean, every month, the first Monday of every month, they have a 50-50. Half the proceeds of sales that day go to a worthy cause that's going to be used in Sevier County.
Absolutely.
And talking about worthy causes, eating an original calzone that's only $11.99, that's a worthy cause.
Yeah, for sure. Right? They're big, too.
Yeah, they are big. And then you've got their buffet.
The buffet is my favorite part, personally. Yeah. I love a pizza buffet. They have wings and a salad bar as well. The drinks, all of it gets on there, man. And it's cheap, too.
Yeah,
honestly, where else are you finding a buffet for under like $10? It's like $8.99 for the buffet.
Yep.
That's so good. So good. So yeah, Simple Simons is the best. Dine-in, delivery, and carry-out available. Back to medicine for a second. Leopard Care Clinic, on-campus full-service medical clinic, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Leopard Care Clinic, supporting student success because healthy students are better learners. Their goal with Leopard Care Clinic is to help improve the lives of DeQueen School District children and faculty by bringing essential services to them when and where they need them most. On campus, Leopard Care Clinic. We've talked about it before. Got to be among some of the reasons, apart from our smart kids, good test scores, good attendance, all that stuff. What a great thing to have on campus.
That's great. And then you move on to another area of the Walker Enterprises, and that's Ayers Cleaners, located at 7th and Gilson. You know, I was looking at something the other day with Jen, and you know, there was actually a different cleaners there that burned down. Back in the 40s.
Is that right?
Yeah, yeah. But anyway, Ayers Cleaners there at 7th and Gilson, 870-584-7128. They're open Monday through Friday, 7 to 5:30, and Saturdays for pickup and delivery. Pickup and drop-off from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. So you can look at some of the special prices they have. You can take a blanket up there, $20. Comforters, $35. Curtains, $6 to $8. Doilies, $3 to $5. Pillows, $250 to $350. Placemats, rugs, sheet sets, tablecloths, valances.
Nailed it.
Yeah. And also, you know what else they do?
What's up?
Do clothes.
No.
Yeah. They'll wash your clothes by the pound.
Oh, wow.
$1.99 a pound. Wash, dry, fold.
That's not bad,
man. I don't even want to fold clothes.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Anymore. Exactly.
Yeah, so, I mean, you can just take your clothes up there, throw a bag of it at them, and they'll have it back to you folded. And $1.99 a pound, great deal. And then, you know, all their stuff is just really great.
Absolutely, man. Don't forget about Cutting Room and Company, the new business at 405 East Colin Ray Drive under the Walker Empire. Get your haircut there. Absolutely amazing people. Always feel comfortable doing it. And you might have noticed that I did leave Dirks off the list. Their Dirks Clinic, 221 Main Street in Dirks, 870-584-3000. Of course, we're going to talk to Dirks Outlaws spokesperson, Jeff Tuttle.
Jeff, scrimmage game against Centerpoint last week. How'd that go?
The rumor is you're more prepared this week.
That is confirmed. I didn't know what to... You know, I was criticized on my last performance because I wasn't prepared for the Outlaws.
You mean Tuttle Nation come out and...
Yeah. I changed my email address, my phone number, my physical address, physical
Jeff
appearance.
Tuttle.
I wore disguises.
Jeff Tuttle. So now you, lives in Winthrop.
Yeah. So have you beat anybody on the PlayStation yet?
No. No, I've had to
you
start focusing
practicing?
On Outlaws. I've had to start focusing on Outlaws, not PlayStation. No, all kidding aside, guys, it's great to feel like this is back to normal. I mean, like we're going to start doing it every week, talking about the local kids, which is what we do. And
absolutely.
My portion of it, mostly the Outlaws, so that's what we'll get started on. You know, they scrimmaged Centerpoint last week, and the format they done two quarters, like live quarters, just like a game. So basically a half, and pretty much ones versus ones against Centerpoint. 16-16 was the score when they were finished with that, and then they ran some substitutes in and out, and the Outlaws kind of had their way with the Knights with the backups in there. But, you know, some of the bright spots for the Outlaws, as everyone would assume, Jordan Hill, you know, senior running back, and Alex Roberts, junior running back, they both had over 100 yards rushing in that one half of action. You know, they looked good. Junior quarterback Peyton Beckman, you know, he's going to manage the offense for him, and I think he'll do a good job of doing that this year and in his role and throw it around when he needs to, you know, just to keep the chains moving. They'll be trying to get the ball to Juan Salazar a lot. Mm-hmm. He's going to be a senior receiver returning who's had some good numbers for the Outlaws. In the action against the second team in that scrimmage, sophomore Drake Thatcher, he had close to 100 yards, and I think they done it like one quarter, maybe with a running clock, maybe two quarters running clock. I wasn't as prepared as I thought, huh? But anyway, Thatcher, you know, he done a good job. And they're going to expect some explosiveness out of him. He's a fast, shifty running back, and, you know, that's something to look forward to on the offensive side. defense, you have a lot of the usual suspects. You know, Kason Dugan returns as a leading tackler. He done his job the other night. Grayson Kersey coming back off of a knee injury. He's going to be in the mix with the tackles. You have Jaron Hill, who's all-conference defensive lineman. And then, you know, just to throw some names out there, there's going to be names all year long. You know, it'll change up. You know, we know that, who's going to have big games here and there. But that offensive and defensive line that doesn't ever get near enough credit. You know, like I say, Jaron Hill on the defensive side, but you have Hill, you have P.J. Eisenhower, Brayson Talley, Trayton Alexander, Lucas Allen, who's transferred in from Horatio, Kason Halter. You know, that's just a few of the names in the mix right now. But I thought things looked pretty good in the scrimmage the other night. You know, we've changed the offense. So
that's what I was going
to
ask.
It's going to take some getting used to for some of those kids that's been in a different offense the last few years. But
they were running the spread. What are they running now?
Well, it's, you know, they're going to run some flex bone type of stuff and a lot of that and just misdirection plays. I wouldn't necessarily call it a veer or anything, but I hadn't studied up enough to.
Those are all kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
Just variations on flex bone, veer. Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be
wishbone,
misdirection,
broken inside, bone, wing tee,
inside traffic. Yeah. Chicken bone.
Yeah.
Man, now I'm hungry. But yeah, I mean, I kind of rushed through all that, but that's going to cover a lot of how the scrimmage went. And Outlaws get ready to open up week zero, Greg.
Yep, they're
I was just trying to get under your skin with that.
Yeah, I know. I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to wait and hold that for Steve Roberts when he comes down.
Okay.
We all need to be there.
I'm taking notes.
Yeah, but Falk Panthers coming to Dirks Friday night. Looking forward for some payback there?
Yes, because it's the hottest game I've ever broadcast.
Yeah.
Last year. I don't know if y'all remember that or not, but
I do.
Oh yeah,
I was in Mena. I was in the hot box.
He was in the hot box at Mena.
I thought I was falling out. I mean, Jaron done a whole quarter by himself, and it's when our equipment wasn't working, so we're just talking on the phone. And I mean, they were just trying to keep me going.
Hey, being the sideline reporter, I was on the turf that night. It was the night that they waited like an hour extra to start a game. And I was in much better shape than Jay and Greg were being in the press box.
Yeah, you ever heard of that song, 30 Days in the Hole? Yeah, that's what we felt like.
It was like the Shawshank Redemption.
That's right.
But that's the payback I'm looking for. I just know I'm going to be in the air conditioner.
Yeah.
So
we're going to make sure Mina's air conditioner doesn't work for their guys.
But yeah, we're bringing in heaters. For Mina's booth, so Philip Fields, something to look forward to. Connor Cowan.
But yeah, the Panthers defeated Outlaws last year 40-28. Mm-hmm. Score probably a little misleading. I mean, the first half it was a good ball game, and you know, it was they finished season last year 6-6, made the playoffs. But back to that game, I mean, Dylan Strayberry is their senior all conference running back, and doing a little looking on him. He had over 1,200 yards rushing on the season, not that game. a third of them probably did come that game, though. 22 total touchdowns.
22 total touchdowns, which is about 2.5 a ball game. That's stud level.
Hey, him, Rayberry, and as a matter of fact, while we were trying to get radio equipment going, while it was malfunctioning, even with us trying to go on a little early and things just not working in our favor, I believe by the time we said we're going to have to do this on the phone, I believe it was like 14-7. I mean, Sprayberry and Jordan Hill were just up and down the field. They both had close to 300 yards rushing. I mean, it was pretty impressive to watch. He's a fast kid. They have him back. And, you know, one thing I took note of just looking at them in Hootens is how big they are on the offensive and defensive line.
Yeah.
6'3", 245, 6'2", 235, 6', 295, tight end, it goes 220, 250, 230, linebackers, 185, 180, 225. I mean, that's any school in the state would take that size.
A couple of their linemen, Wade Turner and Dakota Escobar, like you say, big kids. 3-year starters, all conference. that's tough to deal with.
Yeah, that's why you got Sprayberry running for 1,200 yards.
And, he'd probably be the first kid to tell you that. You know, that's they deserve a lot of the credit, but mm-hmm. that's a good point. Offensive linemen do not get enough credit.
Well, and like you say, Tony, 3-year starters, and they're matching up against what you would have to think is one of the Outlaws' weaknesses is an inexperienced line.
Right.
I mean,
yeah.
So,
going to be a good game, though. You think?
We hope so. And okay. If you've listened to any of the coaches on here before me or after me, whatever the order is, protecting the football. I mean, it's all about turnovers and penalties. I know as radio guys, we'll say that every Friday night before, during, after the game, depends on which way it went.
But let me tell you what, when we do our keys to victory, Greg has a tattooed on his hand, and he just looks at me and says, we need to hang on to the ball, Jay.
I mean, that's facts.
It's tattooed on his hand.
That's right.
Hey, I made a little TikTok on my way over here, making sure people knew about this podcast, my second season with y'all, and a little publicity for them. But second season doing that, but I want to point out to y'all, this will be my 20th year in the booth getting ready to start Friday night.
Well, that's great.
Awesome. That's a lot of years. Big. I hadn't missed a football game in 20 years, as a matter of fact.
So you're over 200 games.
Yeah.
You have any idea how many?
Kind of figured it up last year about halfway through the season. I think we 215 or something roughly is what we had.
Congratulations, man.
So I'm probably about really 220 something. Or right around there. You know, I done the color commentary with Todd Moore. You got to give him credit along with the radio station, y'all, and Nashville. The whole bunch got it going for us with one playoff game in 2003, and then I think they done the season in 2004, and in 2005 is when I came on board, and I done the color commentary for 10 years. This will be my 10th year play-by-play, and anybody listening that
it likes, really shows the Outlaw Nation what kind of tolerance and patience they have.
That's right. That's right. I mean, me along with anybody that's in my circle close to me thinks every Friday night at about 10:30, I can't believe they hadn't fired you. But hey, everybody stuck with me. Bringing back an old partner this year, one of my best friends for the last 40
Booger McFarland.
48 years. Spud Moore.
Oh, Spud. I can remember.
Tony Moore, he done it with me when I started, when Todd got out of it. He done it with me for like 3 years, and then he just had some other things come up, and it's kind of worked the same way. Jaron Tipton's got some other things going on he needs to work on right now. Busy guy, and Spud's volunteered to come back in and help me out. So it's kind of like getting the band back together.
Well, that's great.
That is really cool.
So
that is really cool. Well, I'm telling you what, man, as you have already eclipsed the 200 mark and head toward 250, we need to think about doing something special.
Yeah.
You think if I'm over 200, they can't fire me? You think I'm safe? Because if anybody can get me fired, they can't. It's coming back.
They can't fire you because they can't find anybody to take your place. Nobody else wants to do it, so they want you to do it.
They want to do it. They just want to show up on Friday and do it.
Yeah, I know.
Y'all know as well as me, there's a lot more to it than that.
There really is, and I, you know, and that's one of the things that we, you and I probably, I mean, you do a lot more than I do, but one of the things that we need to talk about, Tony, just for a second, is that, you know, all the notes on all these games and all the prep work on it, Tony Stowers does all that.
Yeah.
Every week, and we appreciate that so much, because without him, we'd be sitting here talking like we do anyway, like a bunch of idiots. So, but at least we got something to read when we're talking like that.
And talking about Tony, he mentioned, you know, being the stat man, and us radio guys, I mean, the stat man.
Yeah.
He keeps it going along for you. I mean, we've been through, I'm trying to think. Spud was the stat man when I started, and then he kind of moved up to commentary. And then Jaron became the stat man, and he kind of moved up, and then now we got Andy Hogg doing stats for us, and
Statting and calling. It just keeps me more involved in the game, and Jay is the same way. Jay stats. Even though I stat, we have two people on our radio crew statting. He stats, I think two of our three.
I work on memory.
You know, I think it kind of keeps you more in the game. Now, Greg does stat basketball as we, mm-hmm. you know, so as we do the game,
yeah.
and we of course anybody I think does play by play baseball stats it, but do you?
But I've got a sheet there. Let's put it that way.
It just keeps me more in the game, I think.
Yeah, it really does, and it helps me too. I mean, one of the things about doing stats in basketball game and trying to call a game and stat it, you cannot do play by play and stat it.
No,
it's very, very difficult to do the whole thing.
Yeah, I mostly just keep points, and he keeps everything else.
Yeah.
I keep points for the visiting team is all I do when I'm. And if Jaron's not going to help me in basketball, I don't know what we'll do this year, but we'll figure something out. Are you listening, Coach Ernest? But, he always jokes around about wanting to be on the radio.
So. Yep. So
I think I kind of got us off track, didn't I?
No, that's okay. I mean, that's not a problem at all. I was just wondering if there's anything that we hadn't discussed. The only thing we want to talk about just for one second is we want to talk about a junior high team, and that's Costock River.
Yes.
Because they're starting their second season off, and they're going to be playing the Mount Ida Junior Lions on Thursday. And
you got to see that game last year, did you not?
They played Blevins.
Oh, Blevins, okay.
At Derrick's, but I was going to segue into that.
Yeah.
Is Blevins playing senior high ball? Because I saw where they have a game on Friday night.
They must be.
Eight man, I'm assuming, probably.
I don't know.
I can't recall whether I saw them in Hootons or not.
I'm wanting to say that was on maybe Southwest Arkansas Radio earlier today. I saw that.
Right.
But, yeah, they have a ball game Friday night. So I bet they're playing senior high eight man football.
Well, they got to be playing senior high if they're playing Friday night because there won't be a junior high playing them.
It was fun watching Blevins and the Costock last year and both teams trying to build a program, get things going. And we talked about it, you know, when we were talking to their coach last year. That's just exciting stuff.
Well, I've only got to meet him once, but I'm going to tell you what, I can't imagine a program starting off hiring anybody better than Dakota Barrett to lead the way. His attitude on the whole thing has just been outstanding. I'm sure there's been more frustrations than he's been willing to share with us, but man, you wouldn't know it by talking to him. It's just been all unicorns and rainbows.
Yeah,
I know we always talk about our local coaches that we know personally and get behind, you know, Coach Bell, Coach Ernest, Coach Castleman, and how good of people they are. Do y'all have Coach Barrett on Facebook?
Yes.
He's got the whole Fellowship of Christian Athletes
yes,
thing going.
Absolutely.
I mean, they got good things going up there.
They
so.
Do.
Yeah.
So there's another coach to add to that list of people you want your kids around.
Yeah. Yep. And that's a good thing. But we just you know, the thing about it is we mentioned he's the only junior high that we mentioned, and that's because they only have junior high. But plus the fact is, just starting up a program is just, I mean, we're really inspired by that.
Yeah.
Because
and they're going to be a senior high program very soon.
Yeah, they will be really soon. And you know, and we're looking forward to that and just the program he's building, and he's doing it the right way. That's what's important. We appreciate him so much. And also his willingness to be on with us. You know, anytime we want him, we can get him. And we will be talking to him soon. Anything else high school related?
No.
So Norville, just so you know, already jumped off the cliffs of Dover over there in Ireland. I don't know what they're going to do for a coach after. I hated that he lost that game, you know.
I hated that I didn't know what the points were on.
Yeah, you would have bet on it, wouldn't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I had a busy day Saturday, though.
So yeah, I understand. I understand. So how'd the golf match go, for example?
Well, we had a great turnout. You know, I'm wanting to say we had close to 60, a little, maybe right at 60 or a little over. Well, we had one open hole in the morning, so that's two teams out of 36 that didn't play in the morning. Is that right? So there had been 34 in the morning, and, you know, they had close to that in the evening flights. I mean, it was a
That'd
great
be 70.
Turnout. That's not my strong point. I know they got some initial numbers out there, what they done, and they exceeded expectations on what they were wanting to raise. And, you know, like I said, when I was trying to give them a plug on here a few weeks ago, you know, that doesn't just go – the Drew Walston Scholarship doesn't just go to Derrick's. They give it to a boy and girl from every school in Howard County.
Right.
And – you know, that's something, the way things are going, they might can expand on that, or the amount of money, or, but it was a great success, and we appreciate all the sponsors and the players that came out and took part in it.
That's great. That's great. When it's great to, it's a great cause, and I know everybody had a good time. Everything I saw about it, everybody had a good time.
Knee problems. I didn't have a lot of fun.
Yeah, you didn't? Ah, well, you putted, didn't you?
I did putt. There not you, very well.
Yeah.
Well, so, because of my knee.
Yeah, it was
otherwise,
your, yeah,
they'd win again.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you got plenty of problems. You can. Yeah, I got a lot of them too. Most of them are mental.
I got problems, but never mind.
Florida State must be one of these teams. Getting back to what we were talking about.
Oh, yeah, that is where we started, wasn't it?
That they're getting to be like the Notre Dame of college football. Nobody roots for Florida State outside Florida State. Greg and I happened to be together. We were doing a little ministry thing, and we stopped and had lunch with a brother, Gary Stewart, that went with us. And so we got to watch basically the fourth quarter of the ball game at Bubba's 33. Is that the place called? I would highly recommend it. A lot of TVs there. And the Steelers were on as well. I watched Florida State and
they lost
Georgia Tech. But
it's not in the
when Georgia yet, Tech though. When Georgia Tech hit that field goal, that place erupted. I mean, there was no
everybody likes the underdog though. I mean, yeah, that's just facts. Everybody likes the underdog.
Sure. I'm beginning to think though that the way Florida State carried on last year about not making the playoff and then Georgia beating them like they stole something, I think people got tired of their whining.
World Series, did y'all watch it?
So oh, that was a classic.
I mean,
Dad and I watched that. That was,
everybody likes the underdog because you just think there's no chance we're going to pull that off. I mean, that's what's going through my head the whole time.
I'll tell you what, we had plenty of opportunities and kept missing them, and then finally Chinese Taipei made a mistake, which they hadn't made a mistake the whole tournament defensively. They weren't that much the solid defensive teams I've ever seen.
Their catcher.
Yeah.
Fastball.
Yeah.
Was it 900 and something?
Yeah.
Pitches that he had not let a ball get by.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's repetition.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm telling you.
He won't be a catcher anymore now when he goes home.
Well, I'll tell you what, the amount of sportsmanship showed at the end of that thing, and I think it would have been the other way too. The sportsmanship was outstanding. It was. I mean, I've watched my dad watches every game of that Little League World Series, and I got to watch a lot of it because I spent like time with my dad. But that was the best one I believe I've ever watched.
Yeah, I watch a lot of them, and I don't watch it near like I used to because I have flashbacks to 10 years ago when I was laying on the couch watching it, and pancreatitis took hold. I spent a week in the hospital.
That's one of the things that us three all have in common. We do. We've all had pancreatitis. Really? There's a lot better things we could have in common.
Just don't talk about it.
I do have one thing that I wanted to mention, and I had it wrote down, and I'm glad you said something about Gary Stewart because it reminded me. And I wouldn't bring this up if the family hadn't posted it on Facebook, but Jack Stewart, who is a coach at Horatio, went to school at Murfreesboro, done his volunteer or his in college, he's coaching at
intern
coaching at Derrick's. All the kids, coaches loved him. He was involved in a automobile wreck, and like he's got several broken bones and things of that sorts. And I'd like to ask for prayers in his family. Not only is he kind of involved with lots of various schools, but he is a kinfolk, as us Southerners would say, of mine. So prayers to him and his family, and we hope he has a good recovery.
Yeah, prayers go out to him. He's a great kid. To me, he's a kid.
Yeah.
But anyway, anything else before we go? Well, we appreciate all our sponsors. Want to talk about them just for a second before we let you go. We're going to go through Woods Shelter Insurance, Horatio State Bank, Union Bank of MENA, Domtar, Todd Moore Shelter Insurance, Toad Thumper Lures, Horatio State Bank, DeQueen Motorsports, and Adderose Designs. We appreciate all our sponsors, and we'll be talking more about them as we give out our awards starting next week. We appreciate everyone listening so much, and we appreciate the kids for what they do and all the coaches and everybody. And I appreciate Tyler, Jeff, and Tony for what they do. We'll see you next week.
See you next week.
See you next week.